Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've spoken a lot about the show on how often you should be going potty. And we're talking about number two, going poop. What your poops should look like. How often you should be tooting. You know, what's normal, what's not. And over the break, I was asked how many wipes should the average person need after a bowel movement. Now, the topic came up because we were talking in the previous segment about the price of toilet paper going up at least 38% to 42%, depending on some products during inflation, and how it far outpaced the cost of toilet paper going up during the COVID pandemic. And I spoke a little bit about how a lot of you guys are wiping your butts wrong. So if I haven't addressed it, time to address it. How to wipe your butt, especially during a recession. So, all right, I do have visual aid. Okay, we have, this isn't the toilet paper I have at home. This toilet paper I have at work. It's not as nice as the toilet paper at the GCN Studios. I did have to go potty in the GCN Studios, and that toilet paper was really, really nice. So, but this is what we have in, you know, the office and the studio now. So it's a Scott brand toilet paper. And I gotta admit, it's a real nice hefty roll. This roll should easily last a week. For those of you guys with a family of four, If a roll doesn't last a week, it's probably because you're out using too much toilet paper. The average wipe necessity is 2 to 3 wipes after a bowel movement. Now that we're in a recession, we need to actually shrink that down a little bit more. So, we talked about clean breaks. Have we talked about clean breaks? Yes, we have. A clean break is when you don't have any smudge left, you aren't going to have any skid marks. And it's great. You still should wipe because there's the mucus and things like that and the lubricant. You still should wipe, but you don't necessarily have to then do 2 or 3. If you have a clean break, one wipe should do it. But let's talk really quickly about the quantity of toilet paper. So when you take toilet paper, it has like this little attachment, right? All right. And then some of you take your wad of toilet paper and you do it a little differently. So I had a friend in medical school who would wrap his whole hand and make a boxing glove mitt, make a mitt out of it. Now, I don't like that idea because I don't like using palms. I don't think your palm should at all be involved. And look at how you have the looseness, and look at all this toilet paper. This is a huge loss. I better save this because we're talking about the recession. I better save this. This is probably right now $5 worth of toilet paper. Okay, so don't be wrapping your hand up like a mitt. Okay, I think your wiping should really be your fingers that are protected and barriered with the toilet paper. Now, I get it. A lot of you guys are noticing the toilet paper is very, very thin, that the toilet paper is getting thinner. This shrinkflation these companies are doing to get more bang for your buck, for your butt, is causing you to have, you know, very little toilet paper. So in the olden days, if you thought you could use one square and that should be enough, it might not be. But one square used to actually be enough. I don't know if you guys realize this, but if you have one square toilet paper, which is basically what, maybe 5 centimeters, 6 centimeters, 2.5 inches? Okay, all right. If you fold it into 4, okay, this is kind of the size of a large alcohol swab, and basically that should be enough because your rectum is smaller than this. And if you had a clean break, something this size should work. Nobody uses one square piece of toilet paper anymore. I don't. I'll be honest with you guys. When I potty, I wrap it. Okay, so it's rolling out. So I can't necessarily re-simulate this. But I mitt up. First, I get a mitt of this much. And depending on the potty, if it's only pee, I'll use this just for pee. But if it's potty, I'll be like, oh boy. You know, and sometimes the cats are in there, and the cats will advise me. They'll be like, you're going to need more than that. I could tell. And I'm like, how do you know? Can I have some privacy, please? Because the cats open the door. I get no privacy. So if I have to potty, I usually use, it'll be this much. And, okay, look already, look how much smaller the toilet paper roll is. We're in trouble here. I'm going to go broke on toilet paper. I'm going to have to ask GCN for a raise. Okay. So with this, I like it because it protects my fingers. It's really thick. It's even thicker than a maxi pad. You could do the wipe, etc. But then what I do is after one wipe, I throw this out. And if I have to do two or three, I go back and get some more. Well, I'm already now halfway through the roll. That's not going to work. So what you could do, okay, let's say you took too much. Okay, one is you could cut it in half. Have like a little counter in the bathroom so then you could save it. Half it should suffice for you not getting any on your fingers. And by the way, if you're really worried about getting poo-poo on your fingers, one is you need to work on getting a clean break. And how to get a clean break, drink more fluids, eat more fiber, wait to potty till you have to go. Don't try to push the potty out, because when your body is ready, it packages it, and then it helps it pass. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. But if you have to use a lot more toilet paper, then there's something wrong. There's also something wrong with your consistency of it. But let's say you have less than this. So I'm going to knock this down to less, okay? When you use toilet paper, and I apologize about having to teach you guys how to do this, but I want to save you guys money, is if you do, all right, you could start out with it larger and work by the corner. Now this corner is going to be sullied, and I don't have anything to sully it. When that happens, you fold it. Now it's still a good wad of toilet paper. One wad of toilet paper can do the same two or three wipes. You don't have to necessarily get brand new if you could cover the soiling. If the larger you have your amount, the more you could bend it. So let's say you start with this. You do the top. Bend that over, the next top, roll that over, the next, let's say you need three wipes. Now you got this part, wipe again, fold that over. Now when you discard it in the toilet, sometimes my cats want to see, and I'm like, look, it's all clean, see, all clean, because you want to make sure it's clean. Throw it in there. Now, some of you say, you know what, let me just wipe once. If I do get any skid marks, I'll just dump it in the washer. Mm-mm-mm. Water is going to go up, especially if you live in Vegas. And laundry detergent is pricey. So if you're washing your underwear and your pants, I would rather spend the money on toilet paper than laundry detergent. But remember, do the fold over, try to use less, practice at home, and maybe wear a glove if you're really worried about getting it on your fingers. Wash your hands afterwards. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have never been at a swearing in of a political figure, but I'm under the impression that if you are in Congress, you have a respect for the other branches of the government. The executive branch, the judicial branch. I've always had a problem with people making fun of the president. I've had that issue with Obama, with Bush, with Trump, with Biden. The president of the United States, the executive branch, right, is there because of our democracy. And so it does deserve our respect. We might disagree with what they do. We might feel that, you know, a president needs some medical help and attention because of their memory failing. But in terms of disrespect, we just don't do this. And especially if you are in public office. Now, the oath of office, according to the history.house.gov, is the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of several state legislatures and all executive and judicial offices, both the United States and the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support the Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. That's U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Clause 3. So there's an oath that individuals take in order to solemnly swear to, you know, support the branch of office that you're in. And let me see if I have the oath of office. Let me see if I have it. Oh, I apologize. Why is it so hard? Probably because nobody really follows it. So nobody follows it, so nobody double checks. I think it's, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Let me see. Now, this is, I think, for the Senate. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter, so help me God. Okay, this is the oath. This is from the United States Senate. I believe it's the same for Congress. So you are there to defend and support the Constitution of the United States. If the interpretation of the Constitution is something you might not agree with, right, you don't disrespect the judicial branch. You don't say to hell with them or they're going to pay. I mean, that's not what the government's supposed to do. All right? If you are a legislator that might disagree with the Supreme Court saying the Constitution does not allow federal intervention of abortion, we can't prohibit it. We can't honor it. It's up to the states. And let's say you disagree with that. You think the feds should be involved one way or the other. Then you as a congressperson, you know, can say, if you feel like you need to make a statement, say, look, we respect the decision. We may not agree with it, but we respect the decision of the judicial branch. We live in a country that, you know, has this system. This is the system I took an oath to protect and defend. I may not agree with their decision, or I do agree with their decision. And, we need to respect this decision at this time. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to do that. It's all about the votes. It's all about getting attention. And we saw that yesterday when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other congresswomen and congresspeople got, quote-unquote, arrested by the Capitol to the court. And they pretended, some of them pretended to be handcuffed. Now, they weren't handcuffed. But for the cameras, they wanted that picture of a handcuffing. And they didn't get handcuffed. They got walked off this, you know, with the Capitol riots and things like that. There's increased security. They wore green bandanas saying, won't back down. They marched from the Capitol. They marched from the Capitol to the court. It was fenced off. And then within a couple minutes, the police ordered them to cease and desist. They sat on the street. And then officers very politely led them off. Then the people screamed, we're united, we'll never be defeated. And the Capitol Police tweeted, demonstrators are starting to block First Street Northeast. It is against the law to block traffic, so officers are going to give our standard 3 warnings before they start making arrests. So Capitol Police later said they arrested 34 people total, including 16 members of Congress. Those include Assistant Speaker Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, Ayanna Pressy of Massachusetts, Barbara Lee of California, Jackie Speier of California, Sarah Jacobs of California, Ilhan Omar, Bonnie of Minnesota, Bonnie Watson of New Jersey, Andy Levin of Michigan, Rashid Tlaib of Michigan, Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania, Corey Bush of Missouri, Carolyn Maloney of New York, Nydia Velasquez of New York, Alexander Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and then Alma Adams of North Carolina. So they, you know, got their moment in the news. CNN reported multiple reports. I still don't understand why they had to fake the handcuffs. But this is something that people want in their resume when they apply, you know, when they run for office. And it seems to me, especially on the liberal side of things, that the Bernie Sanders picture of him, riding during the civil rights protests. I mean, he was in support of there being civil rights, as most of us are. All of us should be, but, you know, sadly not everybody was. But the picture of police dragging you off is an image that apparently, especially more on the Democratic side, people want to have. You know, like, you know, we are bucking the police, we are bucking the system, we are progressive, we are, and I wish they would have just handled this a little differently, because they got caught faking the handcuffs, and it looks like they were trying to get that, you know, that headline, that media bite. And, and I remember when I was younger, you know, me and my friends were talking, going, you know, I just want to have a mugshot. You know, and I go, that'd be cool to have a mugshot. No, would it be cool? Because that means you were arrested, and then you have to deal with the courts and all that. But I think a lot of people, like, in the music industry, you know, some people's album covers have to do with their arrest. And arrest is starting to be a status symbol. No, it should not be a status symbol. And in fact, I wonder if certain arrests and convictions prevent you from holding office. And, you know, I know a lot of us want to feel like we fought for a cause. And I get it. I think, you know, especially, you know, those of us that might be disagreeing with certain things, I get that we want to be there. You know, but if somebody actually looks at really what happened with the Supreme Court, for those people who are pro-choice, what the Supreme Court did is give them a win from the standpoint that they reinforced the fact that the feds are not allowed to interfere. The feds cannot prohibit abortion or allow it. So this idea that abortion is now banned across the United States and everybody needs to fight for it, and, you know, anytime a pregnancy needs to be terminated, you know, a female can do it, and, you know, people are going to now die. Most states are still allowing abortion. Most states are still offering it. There's multiple ways people can terminate the pregnancy if they want to. And in fact, even when Roe v. Wade was in play, there was still a lot of chaos among the states as to how far a pregnancy is allowed to be aborted. When do people feel it's a life? Some people think it's a life from day one, which I can completely understand as a doctor. Some people don't think it's a life till it actually comes out of the vagina. So having been pregnant, I got to tell you, I mean, I could tell my baby was a boy. I could tell his personality at 12 weeks. By second trimester, he already had, you could tell it was a boy, you could tell, you know, there's so many, you know, it's really, and I understand they cannot live on their own, you know, until at least, past 24, 25 weeks, but still, when you see what, you know, Congress people are doing, you know, you want everybody to still have a respect for the legislative branch, for the executive branch, for the judicial branch. And I get that it's very politicized and it's very right-left, which should have never been. The judicial branch is supposed to be, look, all right, the Constitution is the Constitution. But people interpret it right or left. And it blows my mind that it's not that easily apparent to, you know, in a neutral setting. 1-877, that's all.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska calls Russia's ongoing invasion of her country an unprovoked, invasive terrorist war. Republicans are pushing back against a proposed assault weapons ban. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas saying it would make us less safe.
Defend ourselves with a wide open border, with cartels that are well-armed and empowered along our border.
Roy also shares a bunch of incidents where a good guy stopped a bad guy with a gun.
15-year-old with an AR-15 defended himself and his 12-year-old sister from two home invaders in Houston, Texas. A Texan with an AR-15 took down three drive-by shooters.
The heat is on for much of the nation. The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories or alerts for over 100 million Americans. Most of the alerts are for the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite rides at Disneyland is the It's a Small World, right? It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. Anyway, I sing that song the whole time, the whole ride, and I'm doing the dance. And ever since I was a little girl, you know, my parents couldn't afford Disneyland much, but when we were able to go, it was one of my favorite rides. You know, because you saw people of all nationalities, and I was like, oh, I want to go to France one day, and I want to go to Ireland, and I want to go to Japan, and I want to go to, you know, and you'd see that, and it was very stereotypical, and I wonder if it's going to get a makeover, because now that there's kind of been this attitude against, ethnic celebrations and things like that, I wonder if they're going to, you know, the cancel police are going to go after that. But what it did is it opened people up to certain cultures from around the world, and, you know, which what was brought from that country. So, you know, in France, you had the can-can and certain fashions. It, with, you know, the Midwest, you see the farms. If you go to Disneyland in Paris, when they show the American part, the USA part of the ride, the USA part of the ride has cowboys, yee-haw, has farmland, has football, American football, not soccer football, but American football, baseball. And so you see parts of American culture. And I wasn't insulted. I found it, you know, actually, you know, humorous that was something that Europeans, you know, found us to use as identifying. And it's so true. You know, people will ask you, you know, what are you? And you're like, I'm a cowboy fan. Oh, I'm American. I'm American. You know, so sometimes you identify with your football team even more than you do your gender or where you're from. But I, you know, I'm a cowboy fan, and my bond with other cowboy fans, I feel more closely related to another cowboy fan than I do somebody of my own race, religion, or gender. I just do. If I see a bunch of guys sitting there with, I would much rather sit there than with my family. I mean, I just dudes wearing cowboy gear. That's my kid. So anyway, so the Disney ride is to me one of my favorites. I like it. It's also a water ride. I love water rides. You know, especially growing up in the desert. I was born in California, so I've always missed water. So having to be in the desert, you really feel that withdrawal. So it's a great ride, but the ride's kind of humid. I don't care because it's air conditioned. There's water. It's a cool song. I mean, the song, you know, sings in your head for the rest of the week, month, year. But it's a nice ride. And the kids always complain that I want to do it. But when they do it, they like it. They watch it. They still think it's cool. But, you know, they're dudes. You know, so they're like, all right, well, let's go hit Space Mountain. I go, I love Space Mountain. I'm not saying this should substitute, but everybody has to get their It's a Small World in. Well, now some people are freaked out, and they think that It's a Small World is creepy. Why? Because somebody on TikTok shared that the dolls have to have haircuts once a year. That the dolls' hair grow in a way. So people are like, ooh, oh, calm down, calm down. In order for there to be the slick look that these dolls have, where they look like they just came out of the package, the obviously there needs to be some upkeep. And humidity with hair causes there to be a stretching, causes there to be a misshapening. You know, sometimes there can be mold or things grown on it. And so there is going to have to be a sculpting done or some sort of, you know, a makeover done on these. I'm sure some of them need paint jobs. Not that unheard of. In fact, Disneyland will once a year close, you know, each attraction at different times of the year so that they can do the maintenance. Like for the Haunted Mansion has to be ready for Halloween and ready for Christmas. And so right before the holidays, the Haunted Mansion gets a makeover. And It's a Small World a lot of times is closed during the, not right before the holidays. The holidays, It's a Small World has to be open. But there's, I think in October, It's a Small World would be closed because, again, they had to get it ready for the Christmas decorations. Some of these other rides don't necessarily need the Christmas decorations, so they could still, you know, go on, and then they could go through their maintenance sometimes during Christmas. But so it's not that natural. But for everybody freaking out that the dolls have to get a haircut, it's no big deal, all right? Obviously, to make something look like, you know, the ride has been around ever since I could remember. I think the ride even opened up in the 50s when the park opened up. But, yes, there's makeovers, there's dolls swapped out. It'll be interesting to see, though, if they still allow the music, the, you know, physical character. They are changing some of the physical characteristics. Like in the olden days, they would have certain facial characteristics of those from Asia, and then they are trying to dispel certain negative stereotypes. But in terms of music, in terms of culture, you know, in terms of some of the costumes they use, you know, like with India, you have the Taj Mahal, you know, there it's just it's I think there were dragons, you know, in the China. So we'll see what happens with that, but nobody should be freaking out. That's ridiculous. Some people are freaking out because there is an owner of a Florida diner that is making use of the advertising he's getting on his sign. And one thing, I don't know if you've noticed some of my posts on Facebook. I don't know if I put them all on Twitter. I should. But on Facebook, I love these posts where some of these companies take their signs and they put something funny on there. Like the fastest land mammal, you know, on Earth is a toddler being asked what's in your mouth. You know, there are these little things that are pretty kind of cute and funny. You know, dogs train you for babies, cats train you for teenagers. Little things like that. And so Rick Reed, 63 years old, is part owner of Sweetie's Diner in Fort Pierce, Florida. So he is using the marquee to put messages on it. But his messages are, I know he wants the, you know, people to look at the sign. Some of them are a little inappropriate. Like, what do you call what do you call a lesbian dinosaur? A lickalotta, and then, you guys have heard that one. But those are the things he has on it. And he also has jokes directed towards the police chief and mayor. And I'm a little nervous that this trend to try to get headlines and to try to have your signs go viral, because I got to tell you, when I post these signs that have these jokes, I mean they go viral and everybody sees the name of the restaurant or the name of the casino or the company or whatever that has it, and or just like these gas stations, you know, the price of gas is, you know, for the regular arm, premium leg, you know, arm leg, diesel, your child. I mean, you know, people, they're making jokes, and then that sign gets to go viral, and then everybody, you know, it's free advertising. So I think he's taking it too far. People find he's homophobic. He's fat shaming. I think he's putting phone numbers up of the mayor. If your utility bill went up, call Mayor Hudson, and he puts his phone number. So this is, it's starting to obviously, you know, get him attention, but I don't know if it's getting him attention in the right way. He has All I Want for Christmas is a new chief of police. Now playing at Fort Pierce Police Department, The Blob, starring Hobley Bobley. I don't know what he's doing. You know, no Hobley Bobley or Hobley Bobley served here, but we have Oxtail for $9.95. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as I said yesterday, we were going to hit at least 2,000 monkeypox cases confirmed in the United States. Now we're over 2,100. So it seems to rise about 100 a day. That could be limited to our testing. That could be limited to the, response of people getting in, being able to get counted. I live in Nevada. We haven't really had any more, still at 6. California, New York, New York has about 581 cases. California has 267 cases. Illinois, 200. But those three states leading the pack. Florida has about 180. D.C., 126. Georgia, 132. Colorado, 32. Now, it's interesting that District of Columbia, you know, at, with its size, has over as 126 when Florida has 180. So that's kind of, that's interesting because District of Columbia is not the biggest area. So, you know, monkeypox, we are having a kind of a bumpy ride in terms of our preparedness for it, as well as many people have said that their battle with it has been traumatic, not only because of the pain that the pox have caused and their, you know, cosmetic disabilities from it and them feeling horrible, but because the response of their local authorities have been sluggish. You know, they're worried. Are they going to die from this? Do they need to go to the hospital? Contact tracers aren't reaching out. They don't hear from anybody. They can't get into a medical provider. You can't use telemedicine. You can't have monkeypox to call telemedicine. We can't do much because it has to be documented. It has to be tested. It has to be reported. And we can't access the smallpox vaccine if we think that that's going to, you know, provide us help. A Texas man, Luke Shanahan, told Houston's KHOU 11 that his monkeypox ordeal started after the Dallas Health Department notified him that he was exposed to the virus. He said, I was at bars, I was going to pool parties, I did attend a music event over the weekend, and recently all of those people were becoming positive. He said apparently it was a contact tracing phone call. Shanahan said he spent the last 3 weeks under quarantine grappling with symptoms he recounted as complete hell. He said, you have these blisters that are inflamed, and anytime it grazes something or touches something, it literally feels like somebody is taking a potato peeler to your skin. Not good. The entire pain was just constant. Shanahan told NBC DFW that his monkeypox symptoms were 100 times worse than the coronavirus. He had COVID last summer. So even though Omicron has been a pain in the butt and milder, he had the Delta, he had the Delta most likely. And he said this was 100 times worse than that. He was able to get vaccination for monkeypox. And he said this was the most traumatic experience I've ever had. It is the worst sick I've ever been. Now that would make sense because our body isn't used to this. I got the smallpox vaccine as a kid. So I've never, you know, I had chickenpox. And chickenpox was horrible, but as a kid it's a lot easier than as an adult. But something like this I could imagine is probably extremely painful. If you get chickenpox as an adult, sometimes those pox go up and down your esophagus. I mean, it's just a lot more vicious sometimes when you're older. So I could just imagine getting monkeypox as an adult. My guess is it's probably a full body blistering rash that's painful. Now, not everybody's getting the rash. Not everybody is getting a rash that does go full body. Sometimes it stays around the genitals. Some people are getting these pox up inside the rectum. So their bowel movements are extremely painful. The infection is spread through bodily fluids and prolonged contact. Technically also respiratory droplet. But the majority of people getting this appear to be gay men. Texas has reported its first case in a woman. They say it's definitely something that we need to be paying attention to. This is not, quote unquote, just a gay illness. This is not something that just affects gay men that have sex with men. This is definitely something that can affect everybody. This is according to LGBTQ advocate Austin Davis Ruiz, told KHOU 11. So now that we're at about 2,100 cases in the United States, it isn't as contagious as monkeypox, but it definitely is an outbreak. And it is, you know, starting to, I think the only states that don't have reported cases are Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Mississippi, Maine, and Vermont, and Alaska. Those are the only states thus far that haven't reported cases. So, you know, this is interesting. I hear people say, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm not gay. Well, remember, you could get it by respiratory droplet, you could get it from prolonged exposure, and as we saw, with COVID had no problem jumping from the Indian population in India to other populations. That, you know, just because the virus is only among a certain population, even if it's geographically, doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't decide to move or spread. And because respiratory droplet and prolonged contact, you know, there are many people that have sex with both men and women. And again, this shouldn't be a sexually transmitted disease. but we are seeing, you know, it's very interesting too. This is something that's very, very odd, because they bring up that the majority of the cases are men who have sex with men. But a lot of men who have sex with men also have sex with women. Not all of them are exclusively homosexual men. Some are very exclusive, but some do have sex with women. We aren't seeing that many women. Like I said, there's one woman case thus far in Texas. And this is not supposed to be necessarily an STD. They do not believe yet, they're still looking at that, if it has to do with sexual fluids being transmitted. But again, fluids transmit also with heterosexual sex. So, you know, it's when you do have, just like with HIV, HIV wasn't just limited to men who have sex with men. HIV does affect women as well. They affect men who have sex with women. It's very odd to have a disease that is just unique to a sexual orientation. There's something else that might be going on. I thought that I had a patient look like pox. He said he had chicken pox, and I go, well, these look like pox, so I want you to get checked out for monkey pox. And I don't know if they went. I don't know if they wanted to be, because I'm not hearing, you know, I didn't hear back. I didn't, you know, and again, I could have been wrong, but he had, pox are different from other rashes because they're big and pustular and blistery, and it's not just one side of the body like shingles, it's all over. So I didn't never hear back, but I don't believe the average person also wants to be found. If many of them don't think there's a medication for them, and they're not planning on getting the vaccine, and they don't think they're having severe symptoms, then many of them, I believe, are staying home. Which, by the way, because the government monitors Google searches, they could probably tell, you know, who is concerned, because they're going to be looking up. You know, they could probably tell by their Google search and Google history, which is why you have no privacy on computers. But I don't think a lot of people are. I think this number, this 2,100 cases, 2,108 cases, is a huge underestimation. Because I don't believe that the average person wants to be diagnosed. I don't think the average person wants to go in. I don't think they want to sit at an urgent care for 8-9 hours. I don't think they want their contacts traced. You know, if somebody cheated on their spouse or on their partner, I can't tell you how many STDs don't get treated. People call in going, oh, I need a Z-Pak. I have bronchitis. Because they read that zithromycin can treat some STDs. Not all of them, especially now that there's resistance. But the average person does not want to be contact traced. They did not want that information going to the CDC. So my fear is we have a lot of people that are not getting diagnosed. Which is why if you are going to have sex with anybody or have very close contact, you know, look at them. You know, if they're completely clothed, it's hard. But, you know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.